Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Jam-packed edition of the Gym Class getting ready to come your way here on KGYM. We are going to talk about the NHL series, game number two last night. We'll do that with Dave Koken. We will also talk with Iowa State men's golf coach Andrew Tank. We'll get an update on the state soccer tournament, update on the state tennis tournament, update you on Zach Johnson at the Memorial. It's all coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. And Colonels tickets to give away on the show today. 2 4-packs of tickets to see the Colonels take on Beloit coming up next week. Welcome in, Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here on the Thursday edition of the show. Local programming getting underway. And a reminder, coming up right after our program, it'll be the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will be live from Mulligan's. And that, of course, on Old Marion Road with the KGYM Road Trip. So make your plans to stop on by. Great to have you aboard here today. As I mentioned, we are loaded today. 7 start times announced for Iowa football. We'll get to that in a moment. Zach Johnson on the golf course at the Memorial. Tyler Cook's back. Lindo Wigginton is back. Isaiah Moss is back. What does that all mean? We will ask you. We're going to talk some Iowa State men's golf. Dave Koken going to join us as well. Gym Class being presented again today by the great folks at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by after work. Great place to wet your whistle after a tough day at work and get you ready for the evening, get you ready as we get closer and closer to the weekend. And thanks to the folks at Third Base Brewery, our presenting sponsor, the Gym Class, right here on KGYM. So much, Mark. So much to do. So much to talk about. It's hard to kind of fathom where to start here, but let's start with basketball news. Tomorrow, by the way, Kevin Lehman, the coach, is going to join us, and we'll get his take on exactly where does this put Iowa and Iowa State now that everyone that went into, signed up for the NBA draft is now back in either Iowa City or Ames, and that includes Messrs. Cook and Moss in Iowa City and Mr. Wigginton in Ames. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and that was an easy decision to develop our poll question today. KGYMradio.com brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which team benefits more from the decisions made by Cook and Wigginton? It'll be Iowa or Iowa State. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. What do you think?
First blush, I think it's Iowa State. And here's why. And I'll get Kevin Lehman's thought on this coming up when we talk with him tomorrow. But Iowa State with lost pretty talented group of seniors. They got a pretty talented group coming back, which includes a couple of transfers that are going to step in with Jacobson and Shyock next year. But I think they needed that solidifying – solidifying guard back there in Lindell Wigginton because they've got 4 terrific recruits coming in. And the more leadership that you can have back there to help those 4 guys, I think the better. Iowa State has as much talent outside of schools named Kansas, I think, in the Big 12 next year. And with Wigginton coming back, I think Iowa State needed that more than Iowa needed Cook. And that's not saying that Tyler Cook is not a good player. It's just that Iowa had 6 other, well, the top 9 scorers for Iowa were back, no matter if Tyler Cook came back or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my reasoning why I think Iowa State needed Wigginton more than Iowa needed Cook.
319-366-1600, you can weigh in. That's our Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line. Visit them at HertinandStockerJewelers.com or our phone line as well. Kyle Mann, our producer, across the glass. 0056, Iowa State caught a break. Wigginton is going to be really good.
It was good last year.
I think it's a matter of degrees. For both teams, I think it's certainly a benefit that each of those players are going to return. College basketball, very guard important. And when you have a point guard like Amonte Morris in the past and Lindell Wigginton right now for Iowa State, that's huge. Wigginton averaged, what, 16 points a game last season? But in Tyler Cook, I think you've got a guy who got some valuable information from the NBA, made his decision apparently yesterday morning to return to Iowa. I think it's a good one. I think he's only going to benefit from that. He said he did have a decision to make with one of the teams that looked like a pretty good situation. Did not elaborate on that today as Fran McCaffrey and Tyler Cook had a teleconference earlier. Iowa and Iowa State both can be very good basketball teams next year, I believe. Iowa, it's clear, needs to improve defensively. Offense is not going to be a problem for that team.
And it wasn't last year.
Clearly, defense has to improve. And how you do that, I'm not sure, but I'm sure Fran McCaffrey has made all kinds of evaluations in the offseason. And it's a matter sometimes of just getting players to invest in that effort. And I think Cook definitely got that input from NBA teams.
What do you think out there? We can take your text at 319-366-1600. The Hurtian is Dr. Jewelers text line. Lots going on today. We're going to check in with Randy Krejci coming up, get an update on what's happening at Girls State Tennis. We have soccer going on in Des Moines at the County Sports Complex. 1A scores are in. Regina with a 3-0 shutout of Trainer. Gilbert over Davenport Assumption, 1-0 in double overtime. Williamsburg gets their first ever victory, I believe, at the state soccer tournament. They beat Nevada 2-1. Des Moines Christian shut out IMS 4-0. Right now going on, you've got all the 2A games, Pelham Perry. Marion, as you said, they're on the pitch right now, Mark. The Indians and Newton going at it. Dallas Center, Grimes, and Xavier, they are going at it right now. Storm Lake is already off to a 3-0 lead over Hudson. That one in 2A. 3A later on, Waukee, West Des Moines Valley. City High will take on Bettendorf. West High will take on Ankeny Centennial, and Prairie will take on Ankeny. Interesting there how Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial both made them. But hey, you don't ask. You just report what's going on there. And like I said, we'll get an update on state tennis coming up in a little bit. We got an update on Zach Johnson right now. Wish we had better news, though, for you.
The struggle continues for Zach Johnson. Not sure exactly what's going on. I know he's not driving the ball well. He is through 10 holes in his first round at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. And right now, Zach stands at plus 3. Just bogeyed his 10th hole, the number one hole on the course. Doesn't mean Zach is done by any means. Tiger Woods earlier today, plus 4 through 6 holes and ended up even. And he played his back nine as Zach Johnson is, back nine first, front nine second. But Zach definitely has to string some birdies together, at least get back to even par, which is not great, but it's better than plus 3.
Yeah, and like I said, Tiger sits at even, and that's all the world cares about anyway.
Apparently.
Oh, man. Good field over there at the Memorial, and the U.S. Women's Open is underway as well at Drenched Shoal Creek, that down in Alabama. We're going to talk some golf coming up in a little bit as well.
Kenneth on the text line, I think, makes a really good point. I wouldn't count out improvements from Moss, too, based on the feedback he received. He could be really a wild card, don't you think, Scott? Averaged 11 points a game last year. If he advances his game as Cook does, or possibly will, that's a good point from Kenneth.
Yeah, it is, and it's going to be interesting to see how the minutes are going to be distributed for the Hawkeyes. I think for Iowa State as well. And that's going to be one of the things I'm going to be very interested in once November rolls around, because you've got Moss in there. Wieskamp's not going to sit on the bench a whole lot.
It's going to be a guard-heavy team, is it not?
Well, you got to think. And then you got Garza, who tends to step out to near the three-point arc. He can hit that shot. Averaged a dozen last year. And you got Pemsel and you got Kreener on the inside. Also there.
Nungy.
You got Nungy in there, who's kind of a ranger a little bit. This team's got to get better defensively, but I'm also going to be interested. And that was one of the criticisms, I think, of Fran McCaffrey last year and how he distributed minutes. And it's going to be interesting to see, with as much talent as Iowa and Iowa State have, but especially as far as Iowa with the guards and with guys kind of seemingly in the same position. You throw Bear in there as well.
Nicholas Bear, yep.
How minutes are going to be distributed next year. So very good point. Very good point out there. 319-366-1600. Speaking of Iowa, before we get to a break and turn it over to Randy Krejci, get updated on tennis. 7 of the start times for the 12 games for Iowa football have been released by the Big Ten Conference and the Iowa Hawkeyes. We know the 3 non-conference times now. September 1st, the game in conjunction with Fry Fest against the Northern Illinois Huskies will be a BTN game starting at 2:30.
Like it?
Or probably 2:38-ish, whatever. September 8th, Iowa State will be Fox. Don't know if it's Fox Regional or Fox National, but it's Fox, and that will be a 4 o'clock start. So add 4 o'clock to your lexicon of start times.
Plenty of tailgating time in Iowa City on the 8th.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem. September 15th, Iowa-UNI, that's a BTN game. That will be a night game, ladies and gentlemen, a 6:30 start at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City between the Panthers and the Hawkeyes.
Hate it, but I understand.
No start time for Wisconsin on the 22nd, but believe you me, if Iowa and Wisconsin are both 3-0, I got a feeling that one's going to be prime time as well. October 6th at Minneapolis to take on the Gophers for Floyd of Rosedale. No network as of yet, but read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen. This will be a 3:30 or a 4 o'clock kickoff. That tells you that's Fox somewhere along the line. October 13th at Indiana. That's going to be an 11 o'clock Central Time start on either ABC, ESPN, or ESPN2. October 20th at home against the Maryland Terrapins. Fear the Turtle. That'll be a morning game at 11 o'clock. No start time for the 27th against Penn State or November 3rd at Purdue. Likewise, November 10th against Northwestern or November 17th at Illinois. But Black Friday will be November 23rd at Kinnick, Nebraska. That will be an 11 o'clock start on Fox.
Love it.
You like that?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Still time for Mark to shop prior and afterwards. For that one. So that's some Iowa start times there. 3:15 break time. We'll come back. We are going to get connected with Randy Krejci, get updated on what's happening at state tennis. Plenty of local competitors going on there. Then Dave Koken from Las Vegas is going to join us. We'll talk about the Golden Knights and the Caps. We'll talk about the Cavs and the Warriors for game one, a little baseball with him. And then we'll talk with Andrew Tank, Iowa State men's golf coach, after the Cyclones made the NCAA tournament last week. And a lot more to get to on the program, so stay tuned. More to come. Gym Class coming your way, KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Boondock Festival is Eastern Iowa's newest and biggest music festival, and it's coming to your backyard. Two stages with live music. The main stage will feature Lee Bryce, Tyler Farr, Eric Pasley, Lewis Bryce, and Bo Braswell. Boondock Festival, Friday, September 7th, the day before the Iowa-Iowa State football game. Tickets are on sale now. Boondock Festival, Friday, September 7th at the Tiffin Soccer Fields just outside Iowa City. Purchase tickets at boondockfest.com.
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local.
Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
Back with you here in the gym class for Thursday at KGYM. Iowa State listed some start times as well for their first three games. September 1st against South Dakota State is going to be a night game. It's going to be on Cyclones TV. You can hear it right here on KGYM. We'd rather you do that. 7 o'clock for the kickoff of that one. Mentioned the Iowa game. And then Oklahoma is going to be an 11 o'clock game, either ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPNU. All except the Ocho are listed right there. All right, big show like we mentioned. Going to start things off, headed off to Iowa City. Randy Krejci, our tennis guru, going to get us up to date on what's happening at Girl State Tennis for the singles and doubles for 2A and 1A on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Randy, we'll turn it over to you. Take it away, man.
Okay, well, Scott and Mark, it's great to see you or talk to you here. It's hot and humid and intense, but we've got some great tennis going on at the high school level. And we'll talk about Class 2A. The only thing that I know about Class 1A, Cedar Rapids Xavier, their doubles team, did make it to the semifinal round, but I didn't hear how they came out this morning. But anyway, Xavier has an opportunity to maybe be state doubles champions in Class 1A if they won their match this morning. And so they can follow their team member John Lansing on the boys' team that won the state Class 1A singles title a week ago. But let's kind of focus on the Class 2A because we're right in the thick of things right now. First of all, this morning we experienced our first upset, a mild upset in that. Carrie Nonep from Johnston High School, she plays for the Dragons, and she was a 6'4", 6'2 victor over Lily Feldman of Pleasant Valley High School. Lily is a senior. And Lily already has a fourth place, a third place, and a second place finish in the state of Iowa. She will either finish third or fourth this year because she did lose that match and is now playing Runity Fernando from Ames for the third and fourth place match. At this time, Dobby Patterson won the first set over Nonep in the singles final, and so they are in the second set as we speak. Beth Merman out of Fort Dodge High School, a name synonymous, great family out of the Fort Dodge Dodger area. She ended up finishing fifth in the state. She defeated Jessica Munyelli from Iowa City West this morning, and then she was playing Bohotza James of Iowa City City High this afternoon, and Merman won that 6-1, 6-1 to finish fifth in the state of Iowa. And she's got a big function as a graduating senior at Fort Dodge High School, so we've given her her awards, and she's heading back to Fort Dodge. And then in an All-Mississippi Valley Conference matchup, we have from Cedar Falls, Kieran, the top player for the Cedar Falls Tigers. She ended up winning 6-0, 6-2 over Munyelli of Iowa City West. So seventh place in the state of Iowa for Krisha Kieran of Cedar Falls High School, the top player for the Tigers. Doubles, we got the two best squaring off, and they're playing right here in front of us. We have Emma Cook and Audrey Cook from Iowa City West, the number one seeds. They won this morning over Ames High 6-0, 6-2 to reach the final this afternoon. They're playing currently, and they did win the first set. They are currently in the second set. And, of course, people that know a lot about basketball, the Cook sisters were part of that tremendous basketball team from Iowa City West High that won the Class 5A title over City High back in March. And right now you can hear the crowd. They're pretty excited. And I think we even got victors now. So Iowa City West will be the state champions. Emma Cook and Audrey Cook just finished off in straight sets. A team from West Des Moines Dowling Catholic, that is Anna Wanek, and Kaylin Kleberad from Dowling Catholic. So they finished second place, and the Cook sisters, Emma and Audrey, are state champions for Iowa City West. And, of course, Iowa City West will be playing Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning for the state semifinals. So they're still involved in the team competition. Third place has already been decided in the doubles. And that went to the team of Brooke Dannenfeld and Malia Cole of Urbandale High School. They came in as the number three seed, and they proved that seeding as they finished third in the state over a team from Ames in that double. Also, the fifth-place match is going on right now. We have Luton and Gustafson. They play for Ankeny Centennial, and Centennial, of course, is in the fifth year of their existence playing the sport of tennis. And they've done real well, as their boys did a week ago at Veterans Memorial Tennis Center in Cedar Rapids. They are playing in the fifth-place match currently, and they are playing a team from Dubuque Hempstead, where we know them very well from our area of the state, Joyce Sun, who is a junior and will be back for the Hempstead Mustangs, and Aaron Connolly. They are facing that Ankeny Centennial crew for fifth place at the present time. And, of course, Ankeny Centennial, we kind of kid around with her a little bit because we know how old she is. But way back in about 1980, their head coach, Sarah Letcher, was a state champion. And so she now coaches the Hempstead Mustangs. And she's got a team battling for fifth place in the state of Iowa. Also, Pleasant Valley has a doubles team, and they are playing Pinmacha and Nutt. Are playing from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, Shelby Cook, and Vina Venkatesh. And they are playing for seventh place in the state of Iowa. So either Pleasant Valley or the Kennedy Cougars will finish seventh in doubles. And so that will be a great matchup there. So anyway, we've got a doubles champion already. We're still playing singles. And it'll either go to Davi Patterson of Boone. And interestingly enough, guys, she actually attends school in Gilbert. But because of the legal co-op program, she plays for the Boone Toreadors, and she's the number one player there and competing for a state title. And Carrie Nonev, she has been at Johnston High School her whole high school career. Of course, pulled that big upset this morning in the semifinals, and now she is battling Patterson for the state singles title. So that kind of brings us up to date here at the Don Klotz Tennis Center. We're here in Iowa City, and, of course, the Class 1A is being the competition there is at the Burns Park Tennis Center in Waterloo, Iowa. So we should all finish that up this afternoon. The new format is such that there is no action tomorrow, Mark and Scott. But then on Saturday, we will have the semifinals. The Class 2A will be here in Iowa City. Class 1A will be in Waterloo. And by Saturday afternoon, we'll have the state champion teams crowned additionally. So that brings us up to date from the Don Klotz Tennis Center right here at the University of Iowa.
Randy, you mentioned the Xavier doubles team. They did drop their semifinal to the eventual champion Waterloo Columbus and then dropped the consolation match to Waverly-Shawrock duo. So just a little information for you.
Well, okay, appreciate that. Some of the people here locally or around the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City area were wondering how they did, and we really hadn't received any results. So they ended up fourth place in the state of Iowa.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, well, a great year for Xavier and both the boys and the girls tennis. And so fourth place in the state of Iowa for the Xavier Saints in doubles. So great finish for them. We appreciate that, Mark. And you keep us up to date on those other, you know, those other sites, and we'll try to keep you up to date here in Iowa City.
All right, sounds good. Hey, we'll talk to you Saturday morning when we get together for Coach's Corner. How's that, Randy?
Super. Always look forward to Coach's Corner, and of course, you guys do a great job with the gym class. So keep things going, and Scott, I'll hang around, you know, during football season if you need any scores.
Always appreciate it. Thanks, Randy.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy.
Take care.
3:26, we will take a break and come back. Dave Kokin from Las Vegas will join us, and we'll get his thoughts about the NHL Stanley Cup, a little bit about the Cavs and the Warriors. Game 1 coming up tonight when we come back.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up, you can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Hey, you got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Like getting off the grid stuff, finding out there's not even a map for that stuff, and there's no such thing as getting lost stuff. When you've got Firestone Destination tires built for maximum wet traction and up to 60,000 miles of truck stuff, you can turn that Sunday drive into an off-road any day joyride. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $34.99. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
.329 back with you, Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM, coming your way on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We have the giveaway, Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets, take on Beloit next week. We'll have 2 4-packs coming up for you. Halftime, 2A, Xavier on top of Dallas Center Grimes, 2-0 in state soccer action going on in Des Moines as we speak. Going on right now, we're going to talk to Dave Kokin from Las Vegas, handicapper, and joins us on Thursdays here on the Gym Class in KGYM. And Dave, good afternoon. Tough one for your Vegas Golden Knights last night. One whale of a save helped Washington win their first ever Stanley Cup game, wasn't it?
No magic touch. For the Golden Knights last night, that's a play on the spelling of the play Alex Touch. He had a rough game. He had a cross-checking penalty in the offensive zone that led to a power play goal. One of the Watson goals was deflected off his elbow, kind of just bounced past Fleury. And then he's got the open net and hoped he makes this amazing save. So, I thought the Golden Knights played well. They just didn't get the win. And this looks like a long series. It really does.
And it's been two tremendous games, too. I mean, it's been absolutely spellbinding. Scoring if you want it, and good defense if you want it.
Fantastic. I mean, both teams are playing at a very high level. Better offensively than defensively in game one. And that sometimes happens when you've got teams coming off extended breaks. They're just fresh. And they were out there flying in game one. Settled down a little bit last night. The goaltending was also bad for the most part. And that was just a tremendous game. Playoff hockey at its best.
Looking ahead to game three, Dave, do you think there's going to be any value on either side?
No. I think it's a good line.
Yeah.
I think it's just right where the line's supposed to be. I think my opinion is the Golden Knights will win one of the next two games. And this thing will come back to Las Vegas even 2-2, but I have no idea which game it's going to be. I might take a shot at them in game four if they lose game three.
Mm.
This thing's got 7 games earmarked on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it sure looks like it. I mean, look, the advantage is the Capitals now, so if they go home and take care of business, then who knows, they can wrap it up in 5 out here. They've got the momentum, but you know how long momentum lasts? For about a minute. I mean, if Vegas comes out and scores the first goal on Saturday, then they get the momentum back.
Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight. You can hear it right here on KGYM. A Golden State 12.5-point favorite. I know you're not big on the NBA, Dave, but would you throw that?
No, I don't like laying points, and I don't really want to take the points. I mean, I think Golden State's going to probably kill him. And I'll be watching baseball. I had a radio that could pick up your station.
I was listening to the game.
Well, I appreciate that.
That
helps out quite a bit. Yeah, yeah. Cleveland right now is...
My nose just grew.
The Cavaliers, they are one of the longest shots in team sports history in a final going into this one against Golden State. Do you agree with that?
Boy, I wouldn't have made... Well, look, I don't think the odds are that high. But they're really high. And the perception is that Golden State's going to win the series easily, and I don't have anything to disagree with that. Yeah, maybe the right price is like maybe 7-1, something like that. But it would be at least that high. And if they put out 7-1, they got Golden State action as it is, even at 9-10-1. So just imagine what it would have been if they put out 7-1 and had the bridge jumpers lining up.
You like one game in Major League Baseball today, Dave. Tell us, I'm sure it's not the Twins, okay? But let us know about that.
I took the other side of it, actually. I took Shane Bieber's making his debut for the Indians. I guess it's just a token appearance. He'll probably go back down and get his hands closer. But I think this guy's probably going to – I think he's got a good chance to emerge as the number five starter of the Indians. He's a good prospect. His stock has gone up since he came out of UC Santa Barbara. He was kind of a 90-92 guy, maybe a touch 94 on occasion. Mostly just a control and command kid coming out of college, but he's gotten better since then. He can touch 96 now. He doesn't normally throw it that hard, but he's got the ability to get a really good curveball. And he's still got the great command. I mean, he doesn't work anybody. I mean, since he turned pro, he's walked 15 guys, and two of those were intentional. That's amazing. So he's going to throw strikes, and the Indians are hot. Minnesota is not. To me, Bieber justifies the favor here.
Hmm. Dave Kochan joining us here on the Gym Class Thursday edition on KGYM. Best pitching matchup tonight, I don't think there's any doubt, is in LA, as it'll be Clayton Kershaw coming off the DL against Aaron Nola. And it's interesting. 6.5 is the over-under I see on that one. I'm tempted to take the under, but every time I think about that, it's usually about 5 runs in the first inning.
I'm not an under player. I avoid him because I don't know what bullpens are going to do from night to night. If you like a pitching matchup, to me, you just try and find the first 5 under if you like it. I'm going to have to wait and see what Kershaw's got. He has not been Kershaw-esque this season. He doesn't need a rehab, I guess. He's fine, ready to go. Aaron Nola's really good, although he is generally better at home than on the road. The uncertainty on Kershaw is reflected in the line here because I know the Phillies are good and Nola's good, but this is still a normal Kershaw bet here. We cost you, $182, and it's less than that. So there's definitely some uncertainty about Clayton Kershaw right now.
Dave, I want to ask you about preseason. Vegas, I think I read, was 500-1 to win the Stanley Cup final, and you put 20 on it. Of course, that's 10 grand. Do you have any idea if a lot of people were on that?
Not a lot, but there's enough. So there's it's going to be a pretty good-sized loss for the books if they go on the Knights win. But no, that's not a lot. And most of the places have done a good job of cleaning up your liability. If a house has liability, there's ways to fix it.
Yeah.
Vegas is not folding the tent then if the Golden Knights do win this thing.
No, I don't think. They'll make it up in about 1 hour.
Well, open the doors to a lot of us Midwesterners, and I think you'll get it all back right there. Hey, before I let you go, it seems that the theme of baseball this year has been injuries, and it seems like a lot of teams are just pushing guys too quick. Alex Reyes, the latest, Byron Buxton, the latest. Buxton back in the DL, and now this sounds like Alex Reyes, this could be bad news for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You know, I don't know what they're supposed to do. He pitched 22, 23 innings in the minors. He looked absolutely great. He has had his velocity. I mean, he's healthy. What are you going to do? Wow. I can't. There's no way to explain why a guy keeps breaking down. I guess it's just, I have no idea. I'm not a medical guy, so, you know, that's an area way out of my expertise.
Us too.
Some guys are lucky and some guys aren't. That's my best explanation for it.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. Another good game tonight, good series over the weekend, the Nationals and the Braves, as the Nats have gotten right back into this.
Yep, and they're really hot right now. And Atlanta's actually not. They're only 3-5 in their last 8 games, which, you know, that's not awful. But remember, the two of those were last at bat comebacks against the Mets, and that Mets bullpen, which was down to guys like you and me. so, yeah, they're not real hot right now. They're missing Acuna, who is he had been slumping a bit, but he's still a productive guy. I leaned to the Braves tonight on my numbers, but I didn't play it. I'm a little uneasy with them here.
Well, if you're a left-hander, Dave, you could probably help.
I am a lefty.
Oh!
A crafty lefty, huh?
No, it's more like crappy lefty. I don't think there's a lot of demand for I don't even know what my fastball would be now. Probably about 50.
As long as you can change speeds and change locations.
I could never locate. I was a terrible pitcher. I couldn't locate anything. I just got it and threw it as hard as I could. And I had no idea where it was going. And when it did get in the strike zone, it got hit. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, much better handicapper than pitcher. But Dave, we appreciate it. Check him out on Twitter at Dave Koken. Check him out online as well at smokingkoken.com. Appreciate all the insight, Dave. We'll talk to you next week. Best of luck to the Golden Knights.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy it.
All right, Dave Koken joining us from Las Vegas here at 3:39. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk Iowa State men's golf with head coach Andrew Tank. Cyclones were in Stillwater, Oklahoma, as part of the field for the 2018 Men's NCAA Golf Championships, which included a local player in Frank Lindwall of Cedar Rapids, Washington. So we will talk with Coach Tank coming up here in just a moment. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up not one, but 2 4 packs of tickets to see Colonels baseball coming up next week. Colonels will be back in town to take on the Beloit Snappers. And since we didn't have a show on Monday, we owe you another 4-pack. And that includes June 7th, which is Princess Night. Our own Miss Iowa USA Jenny Valier is going to be there. And the Colonels are now in town, which includes tonight, as they take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at 6:35. 319-366-1600. We're going to take callers 6 and 7. 319-366-1600. Kyle's going to get your information. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back, and we'll talk some golf as well here on the Gym Class KGYM.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Bring your car or motorcycle to the 9th Annual Revved Up for Kids Car and Motorcycle Show. Sponsored by Eddie's Rod and Custom and Master Tool and Manufacturing, Saturday from 3 to 6. Registration is $15 at the door, rain or shine. It's part of Tanager Place Summerfest, Saturday at the Rockwell Collins Sports Complex on Collins Road. Featuring over 50 free activities. Generously sponsored by General Mills and Rockwell Collins. Details at tanagerplace.org.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Smart FM, your We Will Rock You. We are the champions. Start me up. Taking care of business. Welcome to the jungle. Hot-blooded. Rock and roll all night. Freebird. Don't stop believing. Back in black. Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. Station. On Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back with you here on the Gym Class, KGYM, as we'll get you the names of our winners coming up here in just a moment. As Kyle gets the information here, we know one of them is Brad in Hiawatha. So congratulations. We'll get you the other name coming up in a moment. Then Andrew Tank's going to join us from Iowa State Men's Golf, and that will be here in just a little bit. In case you missed it, we had it live. Emma and Audrey Cook, champions for Iowa City West in Class 2A tennis doubles. And we have the state soccer championships going on. That going on in Des Moines at the County Sports Complex. And they are at halftime, I believe, in all of the matches going on right now. And the halftime scores are Pella on top of Perry, 1-0. Marion and Newton are square at 2. Xavier with a 2-0 lead at halftime over Dallas Center Grimes. Storm Lake shutting out Hudson, 3-0. Right now in 2A. So we will have the 3A folks coming up here just a little bit. Brad in Hiawatha and Casey in Cedar Rapids, congratulations, as you will be headed off to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 3:44, and why not talk some golf on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday? And head coach Andrew Tank of the Iowa State Cyclone men's golf team, kind enough to join us here on the Thursday edition of the program. And Coach, congratulations on what was a tremendous 2018. I know you would have liked to stretch it out a few more days, but great job by the Cyclones of getting down to Stillwater in the NCAA Golf Championships.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It was a great season, and really excited to be talking to you guys today.
Was there a point in the season, Andrew, that you thought you, quote-unquote, turned the corner?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had a young team this year and was kind of going down that rebuilding year type road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think early, our first tournament in the spring was down in Tucson, and we played pretty poorly. And after that, we had a team meeting and just talked about the reality of our situation and that we weren't going to reach the goals we wanted to at the rate we were going. And the guys really bought into doing things better and working harder. And we saw a lot of improvement gradually throughout the rest of the spring and really started hitting our stride towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and of course, that started off. You won tournament down at Colleton River in South Carolina, beat a 12-team field down there. Got first against Iowa and the rest of the competition at the very chilly Hawkeye Invitational. the guys took it upon themselves to kind of turn things around, like you said, after you went down to Tucson.
Yeah, definitely. It was really cool and rewarding for me to see, if you do the right things and if you work hard, eventually the results will start to show. And, this season was a great lesson and an example of that. And I learned a ton as a coach about the importance of communicating the right messages and encouraging the guys. And you just, every team is different every year, every season is different. And with a younger team, there's just different challenges and things that you have to help them get through.
You have very much an international flavor on the roster, but also a metro area flavor and Lindwall and Coburg. Coburg really hasn't broken through yet, but Linwell really had a strong season, particularly late, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Frank really came on strong this season. You know, product of Cedar Rapids, Washington, and played his golf at Elmcrest Country Club, and he shot a 65 at the Big 12 Championship at Southern Hills Country Club, which has hosted seven major championships. I think it was maybe the second best round that's been shot in the history of the Big 12 Championship. That was just incredible, and he really was a key part of our success coming down the end of the season with the rounds of golf that he played.
Really did a fantastic job, and I know, like you said, you got Connor in there as well from Kennedy, so good to have a couple of local guys on the Cyclone team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are always looking for the best players in the state. We've been fortunate over the last few years to land some of them here as Cyclones, and you know, Connor and Frank are two great people, and they've added so much to our team, both on and off the golf course.
Big 12, I don't need to tell you this, Coach, but so strong. You saw Oklahoma State, the Division I national champion. We watched them the last few days in match play, and they pulled it off yesterday with a 5-0 victory over Alabama. That team didn't even win the Big 12. As you know, Oklahoma won it, and you were right in the thick of things as well. What's that like to see a conference rival pull that off?
Yeah, it's great to see. You know, they had an incredible year, and I think they won 10 tournaments on the year and maybe seven in a row at one point. So we saw them a couple times this spring, and I think we were it just helps the more that you compete against the best teams. And when we got to down to Carson Creek for the NCAA finals, I mean, we had faced Oklahoma, who was number three in the country, Texas, Oklahoma State. You know, I think we had a certain comfort level with competing against those schools, and knew that if we played well, we could be right there with them. So it definitely is one of our goals at the beginning of the year is to put ourselves in position to compete for a Big 12 championship. And if you can do that, you're going to be pretty good against most teams in the country.
Head coach Andrew Tank of the Iowa State men's golf team joining us here in the Thursday edition of the Gym Class at 3:50. And the first day had to be a lot of fun. I know you waited out the rain delay, but it was worth it because you guys went out and blistered the course, and you guys were at the top of the leaderboard for a while on day one.
Yeah, you know, that was fun. We got off to a great start, and that's sort of been something we've been able to do this spring. So I think that was a comfortable position for us to be in. And yeah, it's always nice to get off to a good start. But as we learned, and as everybody knows, you know, it's not a 9-hole event. It's a 72-hole championship. And, you know, we didn't play as well in days 2 and 3. And I think the signs were there, and it's always fun to just be on that stage. And I think the guys learn so much about themselves and about their games when they can compete against the best players on the biggest stage.
Signs are also there, Coach, of a very promising future. You only lose one player out of that starting lineup, a very good one at that. But you have to be encouraged looking ahead.
Yeah, you know, our upperclassmen next year that will have now played in two national championships. Trip Kinney from Waukee, Iowa, will lead our upperclassmen, and you know, he has an opportunity to be one of the first Cyclones to play in three national championships. So I know that's a goal of his, and obviously a goal of our program is to get back there. And so for the younger guys to be able to experience that as a freshman, you know, guys like Frank Lindwall, who played his first Big 12 championship, saw the team at the top of the leaderboard, two shots off the lead going into the final round. I'm just excited as a coach that he got to see that as a freshman, that that is possible, and to play a national championship just gives them a lot of motivation and encouragement for coming back and trying to do it again next year.
What's you mentioned the future, and that'll be in the starting in the fall, coming up with the fall golf getting underway. And I know last year you guys got a chance to go up play at Erin Hills in the tournament that Marquette hosts. Is that on the docket this coming fall, or is it changing?
I don't think we're going to make it back there, unfortunately. That was a great event, and we got to play the same golf course that they played for the U.S. Open, and that was a really special experience. But we will play four tournaments in the fall, and kind of a mix of some events in the Midwest, as well as a Big 12 match play championship, which will be a new event hosted down in Houston in October, which will be a great opportunity to compete against the best teams and have that match play experience under your belt in the fall season.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, looking forward to continuing some great work by the Iowa State men's golf team. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. And again, congratulations on what was a terrific year for the Cyclones, and hope for even better things coming up in 2018-2019.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head coach Andrew Tank joining us from Iowa State men's golf here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Again, we've got the poll question up for you, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And got a few more texts as well. Which team benefits more from the decisions made by Tyler Cook and Lindo Wigginton? Is it Iowa or is it Iowa State? Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com. Interesting to see. And right now, Mark, I'm going to take a look at what we have here. And it's about 2-1 for Iowa State, but it's very early at this point.
Yeah, one of the texts we didn't get to, 1101, makes a good point. We were running down Iowa's team and where the minutes are going to be distributed. And 1101 says Connor's minutes as well, meaning Connor McCaffrey, who played early in the season. I thought he looked good.
Right.
And he's got to get, 8 or 10 minutes a game?
I got to think he's going to get 8 minutes a game, somewhere in there, somewhere in that vicinity anyway. And I think it's going to be a very good question, like I said, for both Iowa and Iowa State. Shayok coming in for Iowa State next year, with Wigginton coming back. Michael Jacobson's going to be eligible next year, the transfer from Nebraska.
You got Lard, Weiler Babb.
Absolutely.
Talley.
And the four freshmen coming in. Two from the Chicago area, and all very highly touted, and how that's all going to play out, and how's Iowa going to play their minutes coming up. And I think both teams are going to want to get up and down the court a little bit more. Tyler Cook, even as a sophomore last year, showed he could go out, attempted more of those 10 to 12 foot shots in that vicinity anyway. Is he going to be still exclusively a back-to-the-basket sort of a guy, or are you going to maybe stick him? I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities for both of these basketball teams next year.
I agree.
So it's going to be interesting to see, and we've got, three more months to figure it out, and an entire football season, basically, to figure it all out before it comes to fruition next year. But it'll be fun. At least there's good things to talk about, I think, in Iowa and Iowa State, and UNI basketball. Drake's getting better as well, so yeah, we'll see. Darren DeVries coming in.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, our basketball expert, and get his opinion on Cook, Wigginton, and what the teams look like with those two players coming back, and you and I and Drake.
Yeah, so a lot to talk about. Yep, a lot to talk about. Jeremiah Davis will also join us as well, talk a little bit about racing nationally and locally, starting to get into some of the specials locally. So we will talk with Jeremiah about that. And we know we owe you topics, and we will get to the topics probably next week. I've got a good one to kick things off. It's going to be a dandy.
So I'm on the clock.
Well, sort of, but okay. No. Sort of, but no. And don't forget, coming up, it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, the KGYM road trip coming your way from Mulligan's on Old Marion Road. So stop on by, say hi to Alex and Todd, and stop in there. And I know they've got a chance for you to register to win. I believe it's an Amazon Echo that they're going to be giving away today at 7 o'clock, but you must be there at 7 o'clock to win. Mm-hmm. So stop on by at that point. Game one of the NBA championships coming up tonight. I believe all three frequencies here on KGYM. And, oh, no, two of them. I beg your pardon, because Minnesota-Cleveland. How could I forget your Twins, Mark?
They've been forgettable lately, that's for sure.
107.5 FM, Twins and the Indians tonight at 7 o'clock. NBA Finals Game 1 between the Cavs and the Warriors coming up 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC can